Lake watched the grim ceremony while flying from Tucson to Detroit, late for another round of interviews. While Lake and his staff watched the news, his pollster worked feverishly at the small conference table. The Arizona and Michigan primaries were 3 days away, and Lake's numbers were climbing, especially in his home state, where he was in a dead heat with the long-established frontrunner, Governor Terry of Indiana. The fiasco in Cairo was working beautifully in his favor. Governor Terry was suddenly scrambling for money. Aaron Lake was not. It was coming in faster than he could spend it. When the vice president finally finished, Lake left the screen and picked up a newspaper. A staff member brought him coffee. Another staff member handed him a message, one that was supposed to require an urgent call from the candidate. Lake glanced around the plane and counted 13 people, pilots not included. For a private man who still missed his wife, Lake was not adjusting well to the complete lack of privacy. His only true moments of quiet reflection occurred in the bathroom, either in the shower or on the toilet. But he wasn't kidding himself. He, Aaron Lake, quiet congressman from Arizona, had become an overnight sensation. He had very powerful friends, and as the pieces were falling in place, the nomination looked realistic. He hadn't dreamed of such things a month earlier. One day very soon, he'd sit in the Oval Office, alone, with the world at his feet, and he would have his privacy.